Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Driven by David, the podcast where we talk about leadership, positivity, motivation, and encouragement. Thank you, as always, for listening. Hello, one and all, and welcome back to episode 9 of the Driven by David podcast. I'm David, and today we're talking about something that all of us face, having conversations with people who may disagree with us. Whether it's politics, workplace decisions, or even family dynamics, disagreement is part of life. But here's the thing, how we approach these conversations determines whether they push us apart or bring us closer together. In my home state, and in just a few weeks, we will have an election for a new governor. Both candidates have their views in what has become a nationally recognized election that could not just influence my state, but the entire nation. As leaders, and really as human beings, we can't avoid disagreement. But disagreement doesn't have to mean division. It most certainly doesn't mean avoid having that conversation with that loved one or friend who disagrees with us. In fact, some of the best ideas, solutions, and innovations come when people with different perspectives sit at the same table and truly listen. As a history teacher, I can't help but think about the early founding of our country. Two men, Edmund Randolph from Virginia and William Paterson from New Jersey, had two different ideas for how our legislative branch should work. Together, both individuals came up with the Great Compromise, which brought both ideas together in what we now have in our government today. Now, I know we're in 2025, not the 1700s, but think about it. If everyone always agreed with you, growth would be impossible. Iron sharpens iron, and sometimes tension creates strength. When handled with respect, disagreements become opportunities to learn, not battles to win. Before we can handle these conversations well, we need to check our mindset. Too often we enter a disagreement with one goal, to prove we're right, and to completely ignore what the other person is saying. But effective leaders flip that script. Instead of thinking, how do I win this argument? Try asking, what can I learn here? How can this conversation build connection instead of walls? That shift turns the conversation from a debate into a dialogue. It's not about winning, it's about growing. One of the most powerful things about conversations, even when there's disagreement, is that they bring unity. When we sit down and truly listen, we begin to see each other's humanity. And once you see someone as more than their opinion, more than their stance, unity starts to form. This unity doesn't mean we erase differences. It means we recognize that our differences, when combined, can create opportunities for everyone. Think about a workplace team. One person may see a problem from the financial side, another from the creative side, and another from the customer's perspective. Alone, each view is limited. Together, they create solutions that help the entire organization thrive. The same is true in our communities. When we take the time to talk, really talk, we find that unity leads to opportunity. New partnerships are formed, new ideas are born, and new doors open that benefit everyone involved. One of the greatest gifts of conversation is the opportunity to learn from others. Every person carries experiences, stories, and perspectives that we don't have. When we take the time to really listen, we broaden our own understanding of the world. We may not always change our core beliefs, but we can gain wisdom, empathy, and a clearer sense of how others experience life. And that's how growth happens. Growth doesn't come from only hearing what we already agree with. It comes from being challenged, from being exposed to new angles, and from allowing someone else's perspective to stretch ours. Great leaders are great learners, and one of the best classrooms is conversation. I'll never forget a quote I once read that said, "Real listening is a willingness to let the other person change you." Here are a few strategies I encourage you to practice today. First, listen more than you speak. Too often we listen only to respond, not to understand. Ask questions. Let the other person feel heard. Second, find common ground. Even if you disagree on a major issue, there's usually something you do agree on. Start there. It sets a foundation of respect. Third, stay calm and positive. Emotions can escalate fast. When you keep your tone respectful and your words thoughtful, you model the kind of conversation that's productive. And fourth, agree to disagree gracefully. Not every conversation will end with total agreement, and that's okay. The goal isn't to erase differences, it's to strengthen respect despite them. I can recall when discussing the most recent presidential election that had taken place. Some students supported then former President Trump, and other students supported Vice President Harris. It was important for me to establish in our conversations that everyone has their own opinions, and we were to respect each other's opinion by listening to each other. Yes, some of my students were passionate about who their preferred candidate was, and although they were not of the age where they could vote, we were able to have an open dialogue about the two candidates respectfully. And so, if you're facing a tough conversation this week, whether at work, at home, or in your community, I want to encourage you. You don't need to fear it. You don't have to walk in with all the answers. What you do need is humility, curiosity, and respect. You can be firm in your beliefs and still kind in your delivery. That balance is what true leadership looks like. Thank you for tuning in to Driven by David. Remember, leadership isn't about silencing voices, it's about creating space for them. The more we lean into conversations with those who see the world differently, the more we grow. So go out this week. Have the hard conversations. Let them build bridges instead of walls. Till next time, stay positive, stay motivated, and keep leading with encouragement.